Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
All right, here we go. Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We'll blast it on the radio and try and get you the best advice here from the Inland Empire. Like this one. This is coming from Joe, not his real name. Says, my wife and I have a big anniversary coming up, and we want to spend it far away, but my wife is insisting on bringing our kids and her parents and making it a family trip. I see it as our anniversary, and it should be just us spending time together. Am I in the wrong for wanting some alone time with my wife?
I don't think he's wrong at all. I mean, big anniversary, it should be a celebration of you two, and you're tagging along. I mean, I got to side with him.
You know, this is something that I've learned as Art and I have been together longer and longer is, like, sometimes you forget that, like, we're more than mom and dad, like your husband and wife, too. And a couple years ago, we took a trip to Hawaii. It was the first time we had been away from the boys for an extended period of time. We were gone for a week. And the first day, it's sad to say, but it was awkward. I was like, do we like each other?
Like you and Art.
Yeah, because it was one of those, like, we haven't had that alone time. It's like, you forget to be a couple, so we've made it a point since that trip to, like, we need to have more alone adult time so that you don't forget that, like, yeah, we're more than mom and dad.
And I've heard that saying, like, you meet your wife multiple times. It's when, like, you first start, you know, dating, and then you meet the one when you have kids, and then the one afterwards. So I think that's totally normal. I feel like we're kind of in that position, like, we're spending a lot of time split up. I'm with Reese a lot. She's with Thanks a lot. And very, very rarely do we have time, just the two of us together. We kind of did that the other night. We had, like, just a little in-house date night. And I almost kind of felt the same way. I'm like, what do I talk about? What are your interests?
Who are you? Yeah,
so I think maybe getting some time away to kind of, I don't know if, like, rekindle is the right word, but to just kind of get that closeness again.
Right. But I will say, and maybe I'm reading too much into this, but what Joe had said was the wife wants to bring the kids and her parents. So maybe she's bringing the parents so they could watch the kids. And we don't know how old the kids are. Maybe they're really, really young. And so it's one of those, okay, we're going to bring the parents. The kids are going to stay with them one night and we will have our alone time. So maybe that's the compromise the wife is doing.
But I think that would be a great fun family trip. But the fact that the anniversary is thrown into that, like, that should be your trip together. You could still do that big fun family trip that you want, maybe around a different time. But I think the anniversary should just be you two, regardless of the age of the children.
What do you think about today's DM dilemma? Do you have some advice for Joe? Give us a call or send us a text at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Rock. Hey, let us ask you why we got you on the phone. What do you think about the DM dilemma? Should an anniversary trip be with just the couple, or is it okay to bring the kids?
Oh, just the couple.
It's an anniversary trip. It's a little, you know, intimate setting. You kind of have some bonding time. The little ones take a lot of that away.
Absolutely. Get a babysitter for the kids.
Okay, well, the wife's compromise is to bring the in-laws to watch the kids. Do you think that's good?
I did that one time. It is fun, but not as much fun.
Leave them at home.
You're still technically parenting while you're on the trip.
That's correct.
I do agree anniversary trip should be with a couple, but I also get the mommy guilt. Mommy guilt is real, and that, like, well, I'm going to be away and I need to do this and that, and what if they need me? So I kind of get where the wife is coming from. But on the flip side, I see you need your alone time too, because you are more than just mom.
And maybe that's why I'm kind of, like, disconnected with this. It's like, yeah, just go on the trip, leave the kids behind, because I'm not feeling the guilt.
Right.
I'm feeling like, hey, we parent all the time, so let's have our time together. And then you go, and I mean, you could still, like, when you said you were gone, mm-hmm. you still called the kids.
Yeah.
It's not like you completely ignored them 24/7.
Yeah, we went away for a week, and we FaceTimed every night. And when we were on vacation, it was like, oh, the boys would really like this, you know? But it was still like, we needed that time to be like, do we like each other? Mm-hmm. Like, when the kids are gone, are we going to make it?
Does this still work?
Ashley weighed in on our Instagram and says, I think it is time for Joe, that's not his real name, to have a heart-to-heart with his wife. If the kids are younger, I understand thinking that we should include them. But as a couple, you deserve time to be alone.
I agree. You know, there's actually a handful of messages coming in. This might turn into something else that said, how come your wife doesn't want to be alone with you?
Right.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe there's a bigger issue here than just not going away together with the kids.
Is there trouble in paradise? And they haven't even made it to paradise? Our DM dilemma, Joe, not his real name, sent us a message. He said, my wife and I have a big anniversary coming up, and we want to spend it by going on a big trip. Now, his wife is insisting that they bring the kids with them and her parents so that they can make it a family trip. Joe says, I want it to be just the two of us because it's our anniversary. Am I wrong for wanting some alone time with my wife?
I'm kind of leaning more with Joe on this one. It is your anniversary. You do deserve that alone time. Mm-hmm. I mean, as a parent, you're stuck in the whirlwind of doing parenting kid stuff constantly. And I mean, maybe that's the trade-off, because there's this comment on Instagram that says, go on the trip for the first couple days, spend it with just you two, and then the grandparents bring the kids and enjoy the trip with all of you.
Okay. Find a compromise that way.
I guess that's okay, because you still do get a little bit of your alone time.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but then again, it's still like your anniversary trip, and now the kids are there.
Well, here's my thing. Like, I get Joe wanting to have the alone time, because you do have to remember that you are a couple, and you're also mom and dad, but you're a couple too. But I do see the wife's side. Depending on how old these kids are, mom guilt is a real thing. And so the fact of like, oh, I'm gonna leave them, and you know, and we don't know how old the kids are, that might play a part into it too.
Is the mom guilt just like missing them, or thinking something might go wrong?
All of it. It's just that fact of being away, that like, well, what if they need me and I'm not there? It's a real thing. Denise in Redlands, do you have some advice for the DM dilemma?
I think that, yes, they should go on together, but I think he should plan like a family weekend with the kids and the in-laws and have it on the books so he can say, look, we have this for us, but we'll do this, you know, very soon.
So there's no excuses. This is like, we're taking care of family and us.
Yeah, and you have to, like you said. It's like once the kids are gone, it's like, you have to make sure your relationship is still good.
Yeah, because it is so easy to lose sight of like, oh, that's right, we're a couple, when you're trying to be mom and dad 24/7.
Bottom line is, I think, okay, this is an anniversary trip. You want to go somewhere far. You're now dealing with the kids on the plane. You're dealing with the kids at the destination. I don't want to sound like a bad dad.
Do you not like your kids, or does your wife not like you?
I love them so much, but you know, 364 days out of the year, I need at least one of those days to just spend away and with my wife. That's it. That's me.
I hear you screaming, I need love too. Patty and Corona, what do you think?
We actually had this same situation, my husband and I, 2 years ago for our 25th wedding anniversary. We have three kids, and we were going to Jamaica, and I wanted to bring the kids. Our kids are a little older, but they had never had a big vacation like this. So I did have mom guilt. I would like to bring them. And my husband said, absolutely not. We have never also had this trip, and it's our 25th wedding anniversary. So we didn't end up bringing the kids, and I'm glad we didn't.
So you were happy that it was just you two at the end of the day?
Yes, yes, actually. And I was actually concerned because, again, our kids are older. It's always been about the kids. And I was really worried that we wouldn't have much to talk about just as husband and wife again. And that wasn't a problem at all. It was lovely. As we were leaving and checking out of the hotel room, my husband grabbed my hand and he just said, I love you. And this was so needed and so great. I'm glad we didn't bring the kids.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.